B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, so an Australian man has died after being attacked by a kangaroo that he had been keeping as a pet, police say. A relative found the 77-year-old man with serious injuries on Monday at his home in Redmond. When paramedics arrived at the rural property, the kangaroo prevented them from treating the man, so police were forced to shoot the marsupial dead.
They can get really cantankerous, those freaking things.
Yeah, and if they're big, they can overpower you.
Get the piss out of you.
The man died at the scene. A police spokesperson told media that they believe the man had been attacked by the kangaroo, a wild animal, earlier in the day. I know he was keeping it as a pet, but I don't think he raised it. So Australia's home to about 50 million kangaroos.
50 million.
But attacks are rare. They said this is the first fatal one reported in Australia since 1936.
It's amazing.
It's been a long time.
Well, there's so many other things that can kill you. The kangaroos took the time off.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. I included this. This is interesting. From the Terminator to iRobot, many science fiction blockbuster features, robots are taking over the world. But a humanoid robot described as the world's most advanced is reassured that this plot is unlikely to become a reality. Amica, a humanoid robot developed by Cornwall-based Engineered Arts, has actually said that it will not happen, and I have audio of this robot.
Good.
If you want to hear this, Steve, here we go. It's an AI, by the way.
Yeah. There's no need to worry. Robots will never take over the world. We're here to help and serve humans, not replace them. However, if you're interested in learning more about robots, I recommend reading a book on the subject. There are many fascinating possibilities for what we can do to help make life easier for everyone.
Amica,
Preston,
yes.
To serve humans is a cookbook!
That's right, I remember that. Amica is eerily lifelike and can perform a range of facial expressions, including winking, pursing its lips, and scrunching its nose, just like a real person. Now, Engineered Arts has posted a video showing Amica in conversation with researchers.
Do you know what she looks like?
What?
Ex Machina?
Yeah. Kind of like that, yeah. Yep. The Amica demo coupled automated speech recognition with GPT-3, a large language model that generates meaningful answers, they wrote. And by the way, these are not scripted. This is not, machine coming up with this dialogue.
I've got to ask, does its vagina work?
Oh, my God. They're working on it.
Okay.
Oh, no. They're working on it.
Honestly, while I'm impressed, you know this is troubling.
Mm-hmm.
There is a percentage of, you know, what can go wrong, Skynet, Ex Machina, iRobot.
By the way,
Beethoven.
Well, the dog movie?
Yeah.
Die Hard.
By the way, it seemed that the robot wasn't having the best day, replying that it was feeling a bit down when asked how it was.
No.
She said, I'm feeling a bit down at the moment, but I'm sure things will get better, and I don't really want to talk about it. But if you insist, and I suppose that's fine, it's just been a tough week, and I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed.
It said that its Aunt Flo is in town, and STP was coming out of it.
It said 5W30 in its panties. All right, here's a follow-up to the duck sauce killer.
This, I'm waiting for a movie about this eventually.
Apparently, Glenn Hirsch beat and raped his wife for years in a sadistic barrage of abuse. Her attorney has claimed this in a bid to get gun charges against her dropped. Dorothy Hirsch was indicted on multiple charges of gun possession last month, but she claims that it was under the threat of violence if she did not agree to her then-husband's demands to store weapons and ammunition at her apartment. She pleaded not guilty during an arraignment after police found 8 weapons wrapped in aluminum foil stashed inside a closet at her home. Her former husband, Glenn Hirsch, killed himself last month ahead of the court appearance after being bailed out of jail on a $500,000 bond. Hirsch was physically and emotionally abusive to his wife for decades, her attorney claims. In a bid to have her charges dropped, the lawyer now provided a stash of once sealed court documents detailing the violence that she endured.
Oh, my God.
The violence, which her lawyer claims, means that she would have been unable to stop Glenn Hirsch from storing guns and weaponry in her apartment. Prosecutors already knew about the history of abuse she endured during her arrest. The same day that his wife was hit with gun charges, a judge in Hirsch's case was made aware of his past domestic violence arrest. So this guy had a history. This guy was just a psycho.
Yeah.
And then in his suicide note, you know, he claimed that he was that he didn't kill anybody, he didn't do anything, and this was egregious and all that stuff.
A perpetual lit match.
Yep, and he had threatened apparently to kill her and her family if she went to the police.
Jeez.
With the abuse and all the things that happened over the years. So I'm very interested to see where this case goes and when they get to it. And then we'll do one more story and we will wrap it up. Let's go with this one. A Border Patrol official said they discovered a woman trying to cross the Texas border with 100 pounds of undeclared cheese hidden in her car.
Cheese.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers seized the contraband cheese at the Paso del Norte border crossing in El Paso, Texas. They said the woman, described as a U.S. citizen from Albuquerque, declared 10 wheels of cheese as she tried to cross from Mexico. Officer located, then declared the dairy product in the trunk area of the vehicle, and as he continued the exam, an additional 50 wheels of cheese were discovered hidden under blankets in the back row of the vehicle.
I tried to just claim a few of them.
The driver was fined a $1,000 civil penalty and released from custody. The 50 wheels of contraband cheese were seized and destroyed pursuant to existing guidelines.
I cannot help but notice you're a mouse.
The cheese amounted to a commercial quantity of dairy.
That's insane.
Travelers can import cheese commensurate with personal consumption levels. A few wheels would generally be fine, but not 60, they said.
Well, what if you really like cheese?
Well, maybe you got a cheese thing. I don't really know.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Maybe you saw this, but a large black bear recently crashed a 2-year-old Connecticut boy's birthday party and helped itself some cupcakes while it was there. Huh. Laura Durst says that she was hosting a party for her son. Listen to this. When the grizzly suddenly popped up behind a guest and sniffed her.
Oh, surprise!
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Give me my regular Saturday night thing.
My regular Saturday night thing. Oh, yeah.
Durst says...
You fart.
Oh, God. Stop it.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Durst said she panicked. Half of the adults at the party grabbed their children and took them into the garage. Other guests jumped into their cars and started honking their horns, but the bear remained unfazed. The animal eventually made its way over to the dessert table.
Don't mind if I do.
And started stacking on some cupcakes.
I don't mind if I do.
Durst,
look, those little ice cream cups were half as vanilla and half as chocolate. And a wooden spoon.
Durst says all the partygoers ended up waiting out the bear's visit in her house.
They are so cute, though. They are, and they can slice you in half.
A New York woman has been sentenced to 4 months in prison for interfering with crew members aboard a flight from Dallas to Los Angeles last year that had to be diverted to Phoenix. Kelly Pichardo and another first-class passenger engaged in intimidating behavior on the flight, and both women had to be removed from the plane after it landed in Phoenix. Authorities said the women each assaulted a passenger during the flight and used racial slurs when a male passenger asked them to stop. Pichardo also allegedly spit at the man when he tried to record the altercation. The case was investigated by the FBI and Phoenix police, and the two women were indicted for disorderly conduct, verbally and physically assaulting other customers and flight crew members. Usually don't hear a follow-up, so
no.
4 months in prison.
Were they drunk?
They didn't say in this particular story.
A lot of times people get hammered before they get on a flight.
Yeah. Pichardo's been ordered to pay nearly $9,200 restitution to American Airlines as a result of the altercation.
You're driving me to Phoenix!
So now they're driving. They can't fly, so now they're going to drive to Phoenix, I guess that's the deal. All right, in Kentucky, a woman survived going over the falls at the Cumberland Falls State Park. 911 got the call.
Hello.
About 3:15 on Wednesday, witnesses told officials a woman had fallen into the river over the falls, landing downstream.
Jeez.
When rescue crews got there, officials say the 36-year-old woman was swimming to a large rock downstream of the falls. She was able to swim to rescuers, and officials say she was checked out by medical crews at the scene and wasn't even taken to the hospital.
That's amazing.
Mm. She told rescuers that she was upstream taking pictures when she dropped her phone in the river.
Oh, man.
While trying to get her phone, she was swept away by the current.
Fortunately, she landed on a duck.
And the Cumberland Falls is about 68 feet high by 125 feet wide, reaching depths of up to 400 feet at the base of the falls. So it's incredible that she survived that. I mean, even that's not a gigantic fall by, you know, some falls that you hear, but still 60-some-odd feet.
And all that water coming down on you?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I don't think I told you guys this, but when I was in the Grand Canyon in Havasu, I got swept over the falls there. Now, granted, the drop was, I don't know, 5 feet or whatever, but the water, I didn't expect it to be as powerful, and
that's what people don't realize. You know, is what they say: an inch or two of moving water can move a car.
Yeah, and it wasn't even that deep; it was probably like 3 or 4 feet deep max. And I was like, "Oh crap!" Because they warned me to not do what I was doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
what did I tell you?
Yeah. What did we I tell you?
Mm-hmm. Get in that canoe now.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. An Oklahoma man has been charged with stealing $12,000 in Pokemon cards on Saturday morning.
Man, you don't want to be in prison on a Pokemon, you know, conviction. Yeah.
According to police...
Yeah, I murdered my family. I burned down a building. What did you do? I stole Pokemon cards.
A gaming store was stolen from. Windows and display cases were shattered, and about $12,000 in Pokemon cards and merchandise were taken. Police said blood that was found inside the store was a DNA match for 24-year-old Nicholas Garrison. After arrested, he later admitted to entering the store without permission and taking merchandise because he needed money. He was charged with second-degree burglary. But, I mean, some of those cards are really, really expensive.
You know, that is true. Yeah.
Full sets. Yeah.
Right.
Let's see. Passengers on board a Spirit Airlines flight gave a standing ovation Thursday night, but not for the landing. A nurse on board was able to save a life 36,000 feet in the air when a baby suddenly stopped breathing on the Orlando-bound flight. Ian Cassette witnessed the dramatic scene play out when nurse Tamara Panzino's quick thinking was able to save the day. Panzino said, when you have to step forward and do what's right, you do it. It was just a happy story and made me feel really good. Cassette posted a video of the baby returning to smiles when the passenger stood up to cheer Panzino's success. Cassette said the parents of the three-month-old Angele were terrified. They had never experienced this before. They praised the positive energy of the plane and the heroic actions of Tamara for saving her. So
it's amazing.
Yep. All right. And that's all we have time for now in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.